This is KCUR 89.3. If a golfer at this week's U.S. Open Championship hits a ball into the sand, it will probably mean trouble. But for those who play golf in Harrisonville, Missouri, or Leonardville, Kansas, the sand is equivalent to a day at the beach. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
When he was 15, there are a lot of pickups and trailers, but no horses or livestock nearby. This is an auction to play an unconventional round of golf with an NFL star wide receiver.
Sold at $2,100.
It's the busiest day of the year at the Leonardville Golf Club, about 25 minutes from Kansas State University. A sold-out tournament put on by Jordy Nelson, who reports to his first Oakland Raiders training camp this summer after 10 years with the Green Bay Packers.
All right, you guys want to come on up? We'll get started. That way we can get teed off here.
And unconventional because of the golf course's appearance. The flags and the cup at each of the nine holes are centered on sand greens. Yes, sand instead of short-clipped green grass, resembling a soft welcome mat. Nelson grew up in Riley County. To him, sand greens feel like home.
I remember playing as a little kid walking around with my dad, but I was left-handed and he was right-handed, so I just used the putter the whole way around the course.
In Kansas City, there are no sand green courses. The closest is the Harrisonville Golf Club. It's been around since the early 1950s, when Marilyn Gustafson of Peculiar recalls playing.
As a kid, I played barefoot out here, carried my own bag, and complained the whole time that it was too hot to play.
Courses with sand greens are a lot easier to maintain because they hardly tap into the water supply. Maintenance costs are huge for grass green courses, and after the 2008 recession, it was a major reason for course closures throughout the country. But Gustafson says golf courses with sand greens are also dwindling, but for a different reason. People don't want to play on sand.
There was a sand green in Lamar, Butler, Clinton, Pleasant Hill.
And they're all gone now?
Most of them.
The number of sand green courses in the U.S. is unknown because neither the National Golf Foundation nor the Golf Course Superintendents Association separates them from the overall list of about 15,000 courses. But one thing is for sure, according to the National High School Federation, Kansas is the only state that conducts a high school sand green championship. This year's state winner, Riley County High School, under Coach Sherry Taylor.
They enjoy playing. You encourage that. You try to keep them positive.
Because Taylor knows it's more appealing to play on grass greens. So when she tells a first-timer the home course has sand greens.
Some kids are disappointed. We have some kids and they transfer in. They've played grass.
The radio in Jordy Nelson's golf cart cranks out his favorite country tunes. Except for an occasional wayward tee shot, he seems relaxed in Leonardville. Nelson could have chosen a picturesque grass green course in Manhattan, but this place is walking distance from the restaurant his mom owns.
We wanted to keep it in the community. That's what we're about, is our community and the people local here, so we wanted to keep it local and do it that way.
Nelson and quarterback Aaron Rodgers were one of the best passing tandems in NFL history, but here, he isn't above manicuring the sand greens himself with the two most important tools on the course. First, the drag. After the metal cup is removed, the drag smooths out the path from the hole to the ball. Then Nelson plants his feet on the sandy green and goes to work with his left-handed putter.
That's too bad.
Short of the hole, but as you can tell, not short on good times. The second tool Nelson uses is a rake, moving it in circular motion to erase any sign of footsteps on the green. The Leonardville Golf Club has been around since 1927, and in a sport that prides itself on tradition, the care that goes into its sand greens, or any of the others still around, is a relic. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.